You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I don't know if you heard me say this earlier, but Michigan is one of only a couple of states that don't subject the governor and the legislature to open record laws. The Michigan legislature, though, Republicans and Democrats, are signing on to legislation which would expand the state's open records law. Part of that bill is part of that package is an 11-bill package known as Legislative Open Records Act. The chief sponsor is Republican Representative Lee Chatfield, and he joins us right now. The proposal is similar to legislation introduced last session. The Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff basically spiked that last year. What did you change to increase the chances of getting it through the Senate this time?
Well, Lester, thanks for the opportunity to be on and to talk about this important package of bills. And as we approach it this term, we started with the same place that we finished last year. However, obviously, we changed a couple of the dates for its implementation because it failed to pass last year. But we're starting fresh, and the House is starting with what we feel is a great start to have this conversation. So I do look forward, as does Speaker Leonard, to having an open and healthy conversation with the Senate Majority Leader and the Governor to see what compromises we can make and if we can come together to subject the governor and the legislature to the Freedom of Information Act.
Well, opposition, or the reason that Arlen Meekhoff said he didn't like it last time, is because it would allow the Freedom of Information Act to be used to look at correspondence with constituents, and he objected to that. Did you change that?
I do believe the package that is now being presented in the Michigan Competitiveness Committee does address concerns that people have regarding the privacy of constituent correspondence. And that is an issue. People are reaching out to our offices with some of the most sensitive material in their lives. And I do think that correspondence needs to be protected. However, it's our job in the House to convince them that this package of bills does address their concerns. However, the Speaker's been very open. He looks forward to having these conversations with him as it moves through the process to ensure that we can all come to an agreement on that. Because I don't think we should let something like that get in the way of having transparency and accountability in our government. The people of Michigan demand it, and the House of Representatives is determined to deliver on that.
Well, you can see how it might be seen as a huge loophole. I mean, if a legislator's constituent was a huge donor and correspondence between the two included discussions of favors, a sort of pay for play, that might be something that people might want to know. It seems like that should be transparent too, right?
It should be transparent. Our responses, Lester, will be open to the public. And obviously there is going to be some area in these package of bills where there's always going to be some things that can be done offline. And I understand that, and I'm going to acknowledge that. However, I do think this is a meaningful first step that the legislature takes to ensure that we have additional transparency and accountability. And at the end of the day, you're going to send someone to Lansing that you trust their judgment, you trust their character, and I do believe when the time comes when you no longer trust their judgment or character, you send someone else to Lansing. However, I do think this is a good first step. I think it's needed. I think the public wants it, and I hope we can deliver it.
Well, let's narrow down on this a little bit because, you know, one of the interesting things is how you define constituent. Is constituent limited to the resident of your district? Could it be somebody who doesn't live there but owns a business in your district? Could it be someone who doesn't include an address in an email? Do you presume that person is a constituent and exempt from the Freedom of Information Act?
Well, because we can't just subject the legislature to the Freedom of Information Act, we had to create an entire new act, the Legislative Open Records Act. And the intent of this law is for someone living within your district. This does not apply to someone who is a registered lobbyist, because we want to ensure that there is no official business, like you mentioned, favors being done. And this is about opening
it up. Well, you don't have to be a lobbyist to ask for favors.
No, I understand that. But this is intended to ensure more transparency and accountability. And I do think it's a meaningful first step. And I do not want to let perfect get in the way of good policy. And I think this is moving us in the right direction. It'll ensure that Michigan is a more transparent and accountable government.
So what do we really gain here? I mean, what do you mean when you say more transparent legislature or transparent government? What will the people gain with this if some of this is off the record?
Well, they'll be able to have access to the emails I send to state departments, emails I send to other legislators, emails I even send to some constituents. They will be able to have access to my schedule. I think the people should know who their representative is meeting with throughout the day. And, I mean, when we look at the President of the United States, we have access to his schedule. But if someone calls my office and wants to know how my time is being spent, they don't have access to that. So I think we're starting with what we think is good policy. We'll continue to move it through the committee process, and hopefully when it gets over to the Senate, be able to negotiate with them. But this is just allowing them, the constituents, the people of Michigan, to know how their legislators are spending their time, who they're corresponding with, and how they're working. As long as we're receiving taxpayer dollars, I think those taxpayers should have access.
So if the Legislative Open Records Act is passed more or less like it is right now, and you say that this is a good first step, will you be pursuing in future sessions of the legislature something that might actually open all of your public business to public records laws?
Well, I do think that all our business will be open to public records law under this. Again, what we're trying to protect is the sensitivity of constituent correspondence that might be private. And like I said, I mean, there's a lot of people who will email us very sensitive material. It could be a family issue that they're having. It could be something that they're dealing with that they just need help with. We do want to ensure that that's protected. And to answer the question, I always think it's important that we look for ways in state government to find where we can be more transparent and accountable to the people. And what we did in this Legislative Open Records Act, we examined, you know, the other states that have this and tried to codify what the majority of them have. So I think this is good policy. I think it's needed, and I hope we can see it through.
Representative Lee Chatfield is a Republican from the 107th Michigan House District. He's chief sponsor of a package of bills that would expand open records laws to the legislature. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Lester, appreciate the opportunity.